No, this is a wonderful time of rejoicing. We were reading in Philippians in the youth this morning, and Philippians 4:1 or 4, where Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord always," and he says, "And I'll say it again, rejoice." And it's always reason. There's always hope. There's always something to be joyous in. And today is an even special occasion. This is the time in our service where we always give thanks. We let someone from the congregation give praise and thanks to God and tell why they're here to worship. And today I get the privilege to baptize my friend Cam. He came to our youth at the beginning of the school year. He's a close friend of Jonah's. And they met sophomore year at Eastridge High School. And Cam has a story that he grew up in church. He was in and out. His grandmother took him from a very early age, even in a wheelchair. His grandmother took him to church. And he really saw the love of Christ through his grandmother. And he came to believe there was a God. He knew that Jesus came and died for his sins, but he just didn't really see how that related to him. And he said it with his grandmother persisting, was baptized at 7, 8 years old, somewhere in there, but he had no clue what it meant. He did it because she asked him to. And so he went on with life, and as life goes, there's ups and downs, and there's highs and lows, and he said he was in and out of churches and often saw Christians that were hypocrites. And he saw poor examples of what following Christ should be until his sophomore year. Of high school, and he saw something, and he had to see it because this boy doesn't speak, especially in sophomore, in Jonah. And Jonah, that was your testimony too. He's back here, right? I said, you know, how did your friendship grow? And he said, I don't know, because I didn't really talk until my junior year. But Cam's testimony is that he saw something different in him. He saw someone whose life was changed because of his relationship with Christ. And through that nurturing and that growing that relationship here at the beginning of the school year, Cam moved out in this area, and Jonah used his words and said, hey, you should come to church with me. And so Cam started coming to church and saw here in the body of Christ the love of Christ in a new way, and it saw that God was calling him to be in a relationship with him through Jesus Christ. And so Cam came up to me probably about a month ago after one Wednesday night message, which was an awesome message, I'm sure. came up and said, hey, I feel like God's wanting me to commit my life to him and be baptized. And I said, well, do you know what that means and what all that entails? And we talked it through, and we've talked since then, and he's like, man, I feel like I've been one foot in and one foot out, or even one toe in and one toe in and all out. But he's like, I'm ready to be all in for Christ. And so through his profession of faith and Jesus, is there anything you wanted to add?
No, sir.
Okay. Through his profession and faith, it's my honor to baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit. What an awesome thing it is to be in the family of God and to never know, you know, how you're impacting someone, how your relationship, your walk with Christ is influencing others. So as we continue to worship, I'm going to pray for us here in a second, but let's be mindful that, man, this is our relationship with God that we're celebrating. This is our personal relationship through Jesus Christ that we can come and rejoice and celebrate. Let me pray for us. Father, we thank you that you are a loving God. Lord, many of us, like Cam, from early on, we've understood that you have loved us so much that you sent Jesus to die. Even talking to Cam earlier today, Lord, how he was impacted when he said, I started looking in Scripture and I saw that you loved me so much that you sent your son to die. And how that impacted him, how he was blown away by that. Lord, we should all remain there. So, Lord, as we come now to celebrate you and just return to you the love that you so freely have given us, Lord, we pray that you're glorified, that you're honored through our hearts, through our attitudes, through our actions, through our words, through our lives. Lord, we love you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, amen.